This is Dr. Ajay Kumar for information. Olga Cordero, date of birth is 4/4/1955. Indicate she called cancer screening. She will come back here. That's the anesthetist. The sperm cell is showing blood pressure. The sperm cell is going to be a Kulansky with heart ports of polypectomy. A Kulansky heart snare polypectomy. Instrument in number 3. Kulansky pressure. FM Pakistan. But fish. Fish. Clear. Level change. Two. Rectal. But tumor. And pulse. And fresh. And pulse. And fresh. Second. Dr. Fisher. Coming out. Start. Suboptimal prep. Fecal polyp. Remove the heart. 5 millimeter size. Remove the heart. Post-polar effects. So there's no post-polar bleeding. Coming out. Ascending colon above. 5 to 8 millimeter polyp. Remove the heart for polyphectomy, successful in postpartum bleeding, coming out because nature purpose small to monitor polyphenomy rod, coming out at rectal sigmoid area. I saw a large, about 1.5 to 2 centimeter size polyp with tubular villus adenoma, PN polyp with attached with a long stalk. So I removed the polyp with the with almost half of the stalk completely with heart snipper, successful in postpartum bleeding, but because it created a large polypectomy site. Even though it was not bleeding, so I applied a metal clip as a prophylaxis. And since it was a large polyp, so I also tattooed it with 1 cc of the black ink. Coming out, rectal fracture there, and so I have not bleeding. So, this is a personal complication. Final class, we have secret number 2, suboptimal prep. Number 3. Fecal polyp size 1.5 millimeter size, remove the heart for polypectomy. Number 4, ascending colon polyp about 5 to 8 millimeter, remove the heart for polypectomy. Number 5, the 4 was rectal sigmoid polyp about 1.5 to 2 centimeter, tubular villus adenoma appearing attached to long stalk, remove completely with almost half of the stalk with heart stem polypectomy, successful no postpartum bleeding. But at prophylactically, I applied the metal clip at the polypectomy site on the remaining portion of the stock, and I also tattooed black ink for the future identification site, depending on where the pathology comes out. Number 6 was hemorrhage. Recommendation: away from the polypathology, especially away from the rectal sigmoid polypathology. If the rectal sigmoid polypathology comes benign, then I will repeat colonoscopy in 6 months because of the size of the polyp and because of optimal prep. Otherwise, if the polyp, number 2, if the polypathology comes out to be invasion of lymphovascular invasion or the invasion of the stalk with the high dysplasia or carcinoma, then our patient will be sent to surgeon for a segmental resection of this area. Advice should be taken half like more. It's too soft in melanocytosis, 5% preparation, it's a clear part of 1-2-7-2. Please select our patient primary care provider, Dr. Robert Hallfelder, H-O-L-F-E-L-D-E-R, copy Dr. Parmsari. The procedure was December 2nd to 23rd. December 2nd to 23rd. Patient,